We're up to the Mishnah and Daf Chof Amud Beis on the bottom. The bottom Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom. The next Daf, the next few Daf, all big sugis about Balkeri, about Hirak Dibur, about Shemei Ka'oina, big yisodis dikas sugis. We'll start the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Balkeri mahar beliboy ve'en mevorech. Balkeri, Zog Rashi, metakonas Ezra ve'elech, Ezra was misakin. Shetiken tvila lebalikarian. That a Balkeri, someone who has an emission, that he made a takona that you have to be toivel before you learn Torah. Sheitikein tefila lebalikelyon lasik b'Torah. Kanamina babakam peg meruba. The reason of takona Ezra stated in Rashi was, he was misakin, that before you learn Torah, if you're Balkeri, you have to go to the mikveh. Now, if he's a Balkeri that did not go to the mikveh, so then stated in the Mishnah that he's maharer beliboy. So Rashi is Mahara Kriyashma Beliboy. When it comes now to Zmana Mikra, it's time to say Kriyashma. He did not go to the mikveh, so he's Mahara Beliboy. Instead of saying Kriyashma, he's Mahara Beliboy. Now, Rashi starts off saying that the Ikka Takona was for Lasik B'Teira. Kriyashma, we're discussing now, Kriyashma, you could be Yotze Talmud Teira, but we're talking about Tefillah over here. So that is really a question, what was the Ikka Takona Ezra? The Rambam Taka says, like Rashi says over here, that Takona Ezra was originally Mesukan was originated because of the takona of Torah. In order that a person should be oisik b'Torah, which really means that the yisod takona is that it shouldn't be gerim bittel Torah. If a person thinks, you know what, I can do what I have to do, and I learn when it's convenient for me, I have time, at my leisure time, so then he'll push off his learning. But if he knows that, no, I have to chap around learning now, because once I'm a Balkeri, I can't be Oitzik B'Torah until I go to the mikveh. So he's going to utilize his time wisely and learn as much as possible before he's a Balkeri. So Mamela, it's going to be Gerim, less of a Bittul Torah, and that's the Yisoid HaTakona. The Ikka HaTakona was for Torah, because it's the Yisoid HaTakona is in order to prevent Bittul Torah. That's one way of understanding. The other Takona, now, even according to this Tzad, that the Takona was for Torah, the Bezin Shalach Reim eventually extended it also for Tefillah, because the Mishnah seems is going to be talking about Tefillah over here. But originally, it started off because of Torah. Ezra goes al Bale carry that they should have to go to the Mikveh before the Oisken Torah. It was extended for Tefillah too. But if the Yisrael Takona was for Torah, the reason is Taka because of Bittul Torah, Shteitin Rishonim. Yushalmi brings this reason because of Bittul Torah. Yushalmi brings another reason too. Yushalmi brings that it's also Mavurun and Babli like that, that Shaloye Oda Motze Tzel Ishte Katana Goylim. In order that a person should not be Motzi so much by Katana Goylim with Beishtoi, it's like this, he knows it's not so poshut. Every time he has a relationship, he has to go to the mikveh. So Mela it will prevent that it will not be Motzi Katana Goylim, and that's the reason of Takonis Ezra, why a Balkeri has to go to the mikveh. So he won't be Motzi Tzel Ishte Katana Goylim. Now this reason is taka a reason which is not necessarily negaya to Torah. The Rosh brings this reason also, and he says the reason is because they were misakinet for Tefillah too. Ezra was originally misakinet for Tefillah. So if the takona was originally, like the Rambam says, for Torah, like the Mashmois of Rashi over here, then it's because of Bittul Torah, like the reason of the Yerushalmi. If the takona originally wasn't just an extension of Bezin Shalchrein that extended it to Tefillah, but Ezra originally was misakinet for Torah and Tefillah, so then Taka, the reason is, like it says in the Yerushalmi, the other reason, Shloyim Mitzuyin Etzin Shasem Katana Goylim. So like this, they know, every time I learn, every time I daven, for all the things that I do, I have to make sure I go to the mikveh, so that's going to make sure they're not going to be Mitzuyin Etzin Shasem Katana Goylim. Meaning the two reasons, brought in the Yerushalmi, Shloyim Mitzuyin Etzin Shasem Katana Goylim, or because of Bittul Torah, is L'chayra the two reasons in the Rishonim, what Ezra was misakinet for. Was Ezra misakinet for, like the Rambam and Rashi over here, for the Ikkas for Torah, so then it's because of Bittul Torah? Or was Ezra misakinet for Shaloyim Mitzuyin, it's the same Katana Goylim, so then Ezra was misakinet for everything, for Torah and Tefillah, in order that they should not be Mitzuyin, it's the same Katana Goylim. Now either way, even if was originally Takona was only that he's misakin the tefillah for a Balkeri lasik b'teira, but like we said, it was extended bezin shalchrein also for tefillah, and that's the Mishnah. Balkeri that before he went to the mikveh, so now it's man of kriyashma mahara belibov ein mevorech.
The Mahar Beliba Kriyashma is Taka Mahar Beliboy. But he don't want to speak it out. He didn't go to the mikveh, so he can't say Kriyashma. He can't do tefillah until you went to the mikveh. Aye, it says man Kriyashma, so you Mahar Beliboy. We'll see soon what that getter is. Are you Makayim Kriyashma be here or not? Valkapon, you Mahar Beliboy.
When it comes to the brachas of Kriyashma, Zog Rashi, the two brachas, the Fonel and the brach of Emes V'Yatziv and Gol Yisrael, the Emes V'Yatziv or Hashkivein Lachre, depends on Laila B'Yoyim. So the brachas Lachre and the brachas Lefonel, you do not make a bracha behira. Why? Zog Rashi, Kevin, the brachas Lav Midaraisa, Mechayiv, Laetzchul Rabbonon.
Something that Yimchui Midaraisa, Kriyashma, so Rabbonon will matzach you to be Maharer if you did not go to the mikveh in order not to mevatel Tekonas Ezra, that you need to go to the mikveh before Tefillah. The extension of the takana or the original takana, al kaponim kriyashma you can't do bedibur, so the mesak can do it behirer on something that's deraisa, but something that's only midrabbanan in the first place, meaning it's not a chiyuv deraisa the brachas lefonel, so then he's not mevarech behirer lo lefonel v'lo lachreel.
And on that the Mishnah continues va'al hamazon, when it comes to birchas hamazon, since birchas hamazon we know is deraisa v'chalta v'svoto v'rachto, so mevarech la'achov. You make the bracha behirer when you balkeri la'achrov, ve'en mevarech lefonov. But you do not make the bracha of hamoitzi, the bracha before eating, that you don't make behirer. Zog Rashi, the lav deraisi. So again, the klal is, which is going to be the maskonas ha'gemara, that the things that are mechuyiv deraisa, kriyashma, birchas hamazon, and balkeri, even after konas Ezra, is mahara beliboy. The things that you only mechuyiv midrabonon, like the birchas kriyashma, or like the bracha lefonel, the hamoitzi before eating, that you're not mevarech even behirer. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, mevarech lifneim velachreim. We see the Gemara soon, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you make the bracha bepeh, not just behirer. Sai lefoneo, sai lachreo, sai birchas hamazon, sai hamoitzi, you make all the brachas lefoneo velachreo. And you make a regular bepeh. We'll see the Gemara later on. Daf Chobeis, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it's, the Gemara is saying it's that Asu kehilchas derech eretz, and hilchas derech eretz, even the balkeri is allowed to do, so that's where the brachas, lefanel lachreya, is muta bepe. But akoponim, Torah would yes be also, we'll see the sugi akoponim, what Rabbi Yehuda exactly argues on. What does he allow bedafka bepe, and he allows even the brachas to be said bepe without a hearer, like the Gemara is going to say, Asu kehilchas derech eretz, which is muta even for balkeri. Now the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah very clearly, that even though you mevorech lachareya birchas hamazon, when you balkeri without tefillah, even before you went to the mikveh, you make birchas hamazon, behirer. But when it comes to the bracha lefoneo, birchas hamoitzi, you do not make. And Rashi says the difference is, the Gemara is going to say, one is the raisa, one is rabbonon. But a chiv the raisa you make, even the balkeri does, behirer. But shekin a chiv drabbonon or brachas, you don't. Fregen dachroinim, the Pnei Shua asks, later on, daf lamed hey, the Gemara says that is and birchas hanenim is a tzad that it's the raisa. So if it's the raisa, so then why would you not make the bracha behirer? So some numerous tzitzim given on this question that if it's the raisa, meaning nala binenim elohazeh b'loy bracha, so then how could you? Why would it be different than birchas hamazon? So either if you're menea because of kovet shemayim, the goof that you want to treat Torah and tefillah and brachas in such a fashion, so then if gufa because of menei, because of kovet shemayim, so then we don't say that it's ilu goizel, and then that could not be required. Others say because if you mevarech la'achrov, so it's not nanim in olam hazeh b'loy bracha. At the end of the day, you made a bracha. True, you didn't make a bracha lefanel, but you made a bracha la'achreel. So it's a kiyam din of some type of mevarech. So that's why we said for Balkeri, you take don't make a bracha lefanel, even be here, because at the end of the day, you made a bracha lachreel. And Abshem Zalman, the Micha Shloimeh, brings down that since Lemaisa, you are, we were mistaken that a Balkeri should not make the brachas, so that's not considered nanim al hazeh b'loy bracha. Besides, your reason you're doing it gufa, maybe it's similar to the one in Kavayit Shemayim, you're doing it because that's gufa what the takana is, so that's not called goizel ma'ilam hazeh b'loy bracha. That's not the issa deraisa if you gufa doing it because you can't make a bracha. They parted him from the bracha. So ma'ilam that would not be considered that it would be a chi of deraisa at this time to make the bracha. Al-Kabonim, that's the Mishnah, the Gabe Balkeri. Oh, let's see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Omar Ravina, Zoisei Meres, Hiru Kedibu Domi. Meaning, the fact that you say Kriyashma, you want to be Mekayim Kriyashma. It's Higiyas Mano, and you don't have a Chiyuv the right to say Kriyashma. V'shachkov kumecho. So, Zoy Sameres, from the fact that you're doing it like the hearer, Zoy Sameres, hearer Kedibur Domi, it's considered like you said it, hearer is Kedibur. Zogmoga, the Isak, that the Chlav Kedibur Domi, if hearer is not Kedibur. So, what exactly are you gaining by being Mahara Kriyashma? Loma Mahara, what are you doing? Ella Zogdimoga, my hero Kedibur Domi, if you tell me it's not considered like Imam spoke it out, hero is Kedibur, so then Yoitzi Bisvosov, so say it already. The Balkari should not say Kriyashma. So what are you saying? Be Mahara instead. But if hero is Kedibur, so you said it. So if you said it, so then you might as well say it with your lips, physically. Yoitzi Bisvosov. Avdem ends with the Gemara, could ask from Besinai. Meaning, when it comes to the din of being Yoitzi, the Chiv of Kriyashma, I the hero considered Kedibur and your Yoitze Kriyashma. But when it comes to the din that a Balkari is considered that he spoke, Afzoivite, it's not considered Kedibur. Meaning the Balkari is Mutalahare in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah. But it's not considered that he actually spoke out and he said Kriyashma when he's a Balkari without Tefillah. Where do we find such a precedence? Kedashchem B'Sinai. What happened by Maimon HaSinai? They had to be Perish Ben Isha. Why? In order, because they were Oisik B'Torah. How were they Oisik B'Torah? By Kabbalah Satorah. What was Kabbalah Satorah? Kabbalah Satorah wasn't their Dibur. It was their Shmia. It was Shemea Koina. And yet it was Mutta. Are they the hearer? Meaning the Shemea Kohen is like the hearer. They heard the Aseres HaDibros. That's considered that type of Oisik B'Torah was Mutter. So Le'inyan hearer, it's not considered that you're being Oisik now when you're a Balkari, because it's only I the hearer. So Memela, it's not considered that even though it's Yoytze Kriyashma, but it's not considered that you mamish said a Besvosov Kira Ashkom B'Sinai. That's what Toysi says. Zok Toysi is Kira Ashkom B'Sinai Pirush. Even though it's Kedibur Domi that you Yoytze Kriyashma, it's not considered that your mama spoke, then Oibizo should be also for Balkari, just like a Balkari can't be Moitze Bisfosov, so maybe she'll be able to Mahari either. No. It's not considered a Dibur. Where do we find such a precedence? The Hoyashom Dibur, there was a Dibur from the Eibishter, it's considered that it was Shemea Ka'oina, meaning it's like a hearer by them, and that was Mutter. So, there was a Maisa Prish over there. But upon him, assuming they were Balakari, it was considered that it's Mutter to be Shemea, so Legabed Din of Hero Kedibur, your attack could be Yoitze Kriyashma, but it's not considered that you spoke it out, it was only going to Al Shemea Ka'oina. Rashi says, similar to Rashi, to Ashkan B'Sinai, Shefrishon Miisha, Dichsiv, Al Tikshu Elisha, Val Prisha Zu, this is the Makar of Ezra, Val Prisha Zu, Somach Ezra, Latakin Tvila, Labalakarian, Kodim Shaska B'Torah, because that's what happened by Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the Makar where they had to be Poirish, so we see that there's a Takon of Tvila's Ezra. That's where he took it from. Al Prisha Zu, Somach Ezra, Latakin Tvila, Labalakarian, Kodim Shaska B'Torah, because before Isaac Torah, Matan Torah, that's where he was Masakin Tvila. Dichsiv, Datman of Nechav, Somach Yamasha, Matan Tvila, Labalakarian, Kanamim, Kamam Afrikan. So that's Ravina's Teretz. That Le'olam, hearer, is Kedibur Domi Le'inyan that Yoytze Kriyashma. But it's not considered Kedibur. Well, otherwise, you might as well be Moitze Bisvosef. If Azoy Vayit, it's not considered that you said Kriyashma as a Balkari. Kedashkom B'Sinai. Rav Chizda Omar, no. Le'olam, hearer, lav Kedibur Domi. Hearer is not Kedibur. If it's Mamish Kedibur, so then you spoke it out. So Yoytze Bisvosef, you might as well say Kriyashma regular. So what exactly you're fadining? What are you gaining by being Maharer? Elamai Hiru, Lav Kedibur Domi. So Lama Mahara, what are you doing? Avdem Zakti Gemara, Omer Rabbi Lozor, Kedei Sheloyu Kol Oilam Oiskim Boy, Bu Yoyshe Botel. The reason why you're Maharer is the Oilam here is Lav Kedibur. The reason why you're doing it, that you're in shul, the tzibur is saying Kriyashma, and you can't say Kriyashma because you're a Balkari, did not go to the mikveh. So in such an instance, be Maharer, you shouldn't be Yoyshe Botel. That's the only thing you can think that he can do. That's the only thing you can think of that he can do now, being Mahara when they're saying Kriyashma. So you should be Mahara and Kriyashma when they're saying Kriyashma. Be Mahara and something else. Venigas be pirkachina. What's up is Kriyashma? Avdem zok digamogo, omravada ba'ava, bedovasha tzibur oiskin boy. We want you to do something, not to be purged, so to speak, from the tzibur. Do that which the tzibur is doing. The tzibur is saying Kriyashma, so you'll be Mahara in Kriyashma. Ein chanami, here is lav Kedibur Domi. So what are you being Mahar for? Shaloya kola oilam, oiskin boy, when the tzibur is oisik in Kriyashma, you should be oisik and be Mahara in the thing, tzibur oiskin boy.
So Rav Chisda says, Le'olam here is not Kedibur. And that's what Tosis brings, Rach Pirish, the halach of Chisda, that the halach is taka like Rav Chisda, and hearer is not Kedibur, and you're not Yotze Kriya Shema behearer. But the Tatsa Rav Adiv Rav Loza Lemilse Shema Mino, Kavose Kaima, Velo Yotze be Kriya Shema behearer, you're not Yotze Kriya Shema behearer. The Rosh actually learns up, we had the Mishnah earlier on Daf Tesvov, where the Mishnah said that a machloikus tanoim, hakere eshma velo yishmi lo ozno yotza. Tanakama holds, if you don't hear it, even though you said it, you're yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotza. Zok the Rosh, do you say the machloikus tanakama Rabbi Yossi is, do you say hira kedibur? Over there, you're not exactly hearer, but you said it in a way that you don't hear it. So the man Tanakam that says you're Yoitza, you hold that hearer is Kedibur. So you're Yoitza. Rabbi Yoitza says you're not Yoitza, is hearer lav Kedibur. So you didn't hear it, you're talking not Yoitza, because hearer, not hearing, it's like hearer, so to speak. So you're talking not Yoitza, because hearer lav Kedibur. So we see clearly that that's how the Rosh learns up the Machlekes Gufa, if lo yishmi lo ozen is yotza or not. If you yotza kriyashma, either hear a kedibur or not. Do you say hear a kedibur or do you say hear a zav kedibur? Now, other Rishonim argue on this. The Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, others, they hold that hear is kedibur domi. And some say even at kedei kach, that it's hear a kedibur domi even for kriyashma. So we have 2 days legabe kriyashma, if you say it can be yotza, either hear or not. The Shagasayah does say, very geshmak Shagasayah in Simon Vav, he asks that according to the Rambam, it's a shtickel shver. Why? Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos that mimtzeh cheftzach v'dabe dover dibur osor hirer mutar. Like we say in Zmiras, hirer mutarim. So hirer dabe dover is osor, but hirer is mutar. So we see clearly in Hilchos Shabbos like upon him, hirer is lav kedibur domi. And when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says that if you mevarach b'libo yeyotzo, this mashma hirer is kedibur domi. We said by Kriyashma, even someone to say, Hilchos Brachos, Rambam says, Behedya, you yoitze brocha, I the hearer. So it's a stira. If he holds hearers, Kediba domi, that's a yoitze Hilchos Brachos. So why is it when it comes to Shabbos, he paskins, hearer mutter, if hearers, Kediba domi. And likewise, Kriyashma, if you have to be mashmi ala oznoi dafka, like the Rambam says, so that means hearers love Kediba domi when it comes to Kriyashma. So why when it comes to Kriyashma, do we say that hearers love Kediba domi, and when it comes to Brachas, do we say that here is Kedibur Domi? Zok de Shagasaye, and he says a Geshmak of Art. He says that when the Torah says a Dibur, Lamashal, the Torah says by Dabe Dover, Torah says Dover, or the Torah says Vidibartabom by Kriyashma, so in such a case, the Torah specifies what Dibur is. Dibur is Vidibarto. So that's why Kriyashma, Yitakana Yoitze, Lo Yishmi, Lo Oznoi, Hira Lav Kedibur Domi. Mimtze Chayptzach of a David Dover, Hira is Mutan Shabbos. Hihuim Mutorim, Hira Lav Kedibur Domi, because the Torah says David Dover. The Torah says Daber, so not Hira. The Torah says Vidibarto Bom. Kriyashma is not Yoitze, the Hira has to be Mashmi, Lo Oznoi, Davka. You're not Yoitze with Behira alone. That's when the Torah says specifically David Dover of a Dibarto Bom. Mashainke by Brochus, the Rambam Taka says, in Nichols Brochus, the Rambam says that here is yes kedibur domi, that ye yotza birch beliba ye yotza, because here is kedibur domi, because over there the Torah doesn't say you have to spell it out. It doesn't say the word dibur. So when the Torah doesn't say dibur, then here is kedibur domi. When the Torah says dabe dover of a dibartabom, then here is lav kedibur domi. Then you need the real makori. Then you need the dibra lane. That's the Shagazai's chilik to answer the Rambam. Now legabi Talmud Torah, that's you do it. We're going in Simen Mem Zayin, the machlokes mechab and the going. Do you make a brocha on here on Talmud Torah? The Goyin holds that the Gisaboy, the Ikka Talmud Torah is even Behegyon Niboy. So Avada, that's the kiyum of the mitzvah, and that's where you make a brocha. And the Mechaba says that you don't make a brocha on here, only on Dibur. So Legabe Hirur Kedibur, Legabe Talmud Torah, that's a sugi b'fnei atzmai. Akuponim, let's see the Gemara Vaita. Zog the Gemara. So the Gemara finished saying that the reason why we mistaken that Yimahara Kriyashma is because we're talking about an Yedavning B'tzibur, and the Tzibur is saying Kriyashma, you should be not be Yoshe Bottle. So Mela, you do Kriyashma, not Stam Gorz B'Pirk Achina, but you say Kriyashma B'Hirur, B'Dovish HaTzibur Oiskimboy. Zog the Gemara, Davchof Aleph Amar Aleph, Varei Tfila, B'Dovish HaTzibur Oiskimboy. If a person is davening, and he finds out that he's a Balkeri, Zog the Mishnah state in Chav Beis Vaita, V'Tanan,
Tefillah is a davar shatzibur oiskim. You in shul, the tzibur is davening. They didn't shmon esrei. And now you found out your situation with Tanan. Hoya oimid betefillah v'nitzka shul bal keri lo yafsik. You don't stop in your tracks right then and there. Eli yekatzer. You do the shortened shmon esrei. Every bracha you do the shortened version. So we see you're medayik time at the aschil only because you already started shmon esrei. Then you do the shortened version. Holoi aschil. But if you did not start shmon esrei, lo yaschil. It's mashma that you don't even start and you don't even do it behirer. We just finished saying that when it comes to kriyas shma, you say it behirer in order to do hearer bedovah shatzibah oiskim boy. So why when it comes to tefillah, only when you started your mekatzah. But if you didn't start, you're not maharer. I be maharer bedovah shatzibah oiskim boy. And for the Gemara, shiny tefillah the less be malchus shemayim. When do we say that you maharer bedovah shatzibah oiskim boy? When it comes to kriyashma. Kriyashma is kabbalos malchus shemayim. So then you do what the tzibah is doing. Mashenke by tefillah, which is not kabbalos malchus shemayim, Rashi says, the reason why it's not malchus shemayim, there's no elokeinu melech ha'olam. There's no melech ha'olam in Shemoneh Esrei. So that's why it doesn't have the malchus shemayim. Not the kabbalas malchus shemayim, but the melech ha'olam shaboy. So that's why by tefillah, taka, you're not mahara, you don't have to do, but tzibush, because it doesn't have melech ha'olam. Avdem frek di gemara, v'arei birchas hamozen la'achov, the lesbe malchus shemayim, benching, now here malchus shemayim means kabbalas malchus shemayim, because Birchas Hamozen does have a lekenu melech ha'olam. So we'll see the Rashi has different gesoys over here. But like about him, let's learn the pushed away that Birchas Hamozen la'achov doesn't have malchus shemayim, meaning kabbalos malchus shemayim. V'tanan ala mozen mevorach la'achov, v'en mevorach lefonov. You make Birchas Hamozen behirer la'achov, you make a balkeri makes it. We just said the only time you do something bedovish hatzibah oiskin boy when it has malchus shemayim, kriyash mas kabbalos malchus shemayim. So then why should Birchas Hamozen be maharer? Tefillah, we said, Taka, that you're not maharer, meaning iloy aschil. Loloy aschil, loy aschil, you're not maharer behirer, is because it doesn't have melech ha'olam. It doesn't have the malchus shemayim of melech ha'olam in Birchas Yitches. But a kopon in Birchas Hamozen, that it doesn't have kabbalos of malchus shemayim, so why are you maharer? Avdem zog de gemora, elo kriyashma Birchas Hamozen de reisu tefillah drabonon. And that's the maskona. The fundamental difference is something that's the reisu. Kriyashma is the raisa, Birchas Hamozen is the raisa, so you maharer. Bizman shatibah oimrim, you maharer. Masha enkein tefillah, or masha enkein tefillah, which is, or brach lefonel, which are things that are drabonon, so then taki not maharer, because it's drabonon. So that comes out in the Maskona Sagamon, and that's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. When it comes to Kriyashma is the raisa, a balkeri is maharer. When it comes to Birchas Hamozen, the Raisa v'chalde b'svot v'rachto, the Balkeri is Maharer. When it comes to the Rabbonon, Brochas lefoneo, and Birchas Kriyashma, which is the Rabbonon, so then he's not Maharer. Rabbi Yudah argues, Mevorach lefoneim alachreim, we'll see Rabbi Yudah later on the Gemara. Zok the Gemara v'ayte, Omer Rabbi Yudah, minayin lebirchas Hamozen lachreo min ha-teira. How do we know that Birchas Hamozen lachreo is mid-Raisa, shenemar, posik b'feresh ha-posik v'chalto v'svoto v'rachto. After a person is satiated, he's mevorech. So Birchas Hamozen lachreo is the raisa. Minayin lebirchas ha'teira lefoneo min ha'teira. How do we know the birchas ha'teira before learning is the raisa? Shenemar kishem Hashem ekro, when you call out to the Eibush's name, meaning when you're learning his Torah, hovu godel elokeinu, be mevorech first. So birchas ha'teira lefoneo is the raisa. So birchas Hamozen lachreo is the raisa, and birchas ha'teira lefoneo is the raisa. I can deduce and make a kavul chayma that birchas ha'teira afterwards should also be required. From where? From birchas hamozen, from a kavul chayma. Birchas hamozen after you eat and make a bracha lachareo, so teira should have a bracha lachareo. Why? What's a kavul chayma? Zok di gemara. And also, likewise, we'll explain the kavul chayma in a second. Ubirchas hamozen lefonel, meaning the bracha that you make before eating, the birchas hamotzi, you should require that min birchas ha'teira mikavul chomer. Before you learn, you make a bracha birchas ha'teira the raisa. So that should be a kavul chomer to require a bracha lefoneo mid the raisa of hamotzi from a kavul chomer. What's the kavul chomer? Zok d'gemara as follows: birchas ha'teira lachel, a bracha after learning. We make a bracha before, but the bracha afterwards should be required from a kavul chomer from birchas hamozin from a kavul chomer. Zok d'gemara why? Uma mozin. When it comes to food, she'ein eton lefonov, it doesn't require a bracha midaraisa before. We said only b'lachareos deraisa. Still ton la'acharov, it needs afterwards, birchas hamozen. So teresh etun lefonera, teresh needs a bracha beforehand. Like we learned from the pasuk, shem Hashem ekrov a goydel.
So it needs a bracha beforehand. So then, ein adin shetuna lachrel. So for sure, she need a bracha afterwards. L'chayit a kavu choymet, she need a bracha after the learning. And Agmar says, v'keret a kavu choymet too. Ubech zamozel lefoneo, the fact that you should require a bracha before eating should learn out from a kavu choymet from Torah. Why? Ubech zamozel lefoneo, mi bechaz a Torah, mi kavu choymet. Uma Torah shen eton lachrel. Torah does not need a bracha afterwards, only before. Tuna lefoneo needs before. So mozel shuton lachrel, bechaz a mozel, that's required after eating. Saying it didn't she atone for fun of, so for sure it should be required a kavu chomer, a bracha of hamotzi before you eat. This is the kavu chomer that the Gemara brings. Now, there's a pella de kavu chomer be'etzim because it can work both ways. If you're using the chomer in one to be malaman on the other, you can't suddenly use that one that was mokal as a chomer to teach on the other. That's a pnei shu'us kasha. The kavu chomer doesn't coincide together as one limud. Either one is melamed on one, or the other one's melamed on the other. It can't suddenly that the bichas hamazon is megalon talmud Torah and Torah at the same time as megalon bichas hamazon. If it's one is kal and one is chomer, so I so brought down that the goyin said b'shmoy. He said, "What's the ikah hanah of talmud Torah? The ikah hanah of talmud Torah is after a person learns. Like so, you do it. Chassam Sofer said the reason why you can't learn on erev Tisha B'Av." You can eat an Erev Tisha B'Av, of course you eat. But you can't learn an Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? Because since the Hanoh of Talmud Torah is what takes place after you finish learning, that Hanoh is going to be extended and go into Tisha B'Av. So that's why you can learn an Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. So the Ikad Hanoh of Talmud Torah is afterwards. What's the Ikad Hanoh of eating? The Ikad Hanoh of eating is before a person eats. He's hungry, he's starving, he wants to eat. He has the Hanoh looking and about to start to eat. That's the Hanoh. After a person eats, then he's stuffed and he says, oh, what did I just do? He regrets it even. So the hanah of the food is beforehand. So Mamela, that could answer maybe the kavu chomer. If birchas hamazon, you make a bracha afterwards, even though the ik hanah is before, so that should be a gila in Talmud Torah. If Talmud Torah, you make a bracha before midaraisa, even though the ik hanah is afterwards, so that should be megal on food, where the ik hanah is taka before, that you should make a bracha beforehand. Look upon him, that could maybe work out to understand the kavu chomer, each direction, how one has a tzad chomer and a tzad kal, to melamed one another. Akoponim zok the Gemara that birchas hamazon should be tolen a bracha lefoneo, meaning hamoitzi from a kavu chomer from Talmud Torah, that's the foneo, and Talmud Torah should require a bracha lachareo from birchas hamazon, that no, we know that food needs a bracha lachareo, so Talmud Torah should need a bracha lachareo. One should be melamed on the other. And for the Gemara, ikka lemifrach, I'll ask you a kash on this kavu chomer. Mal hamazon, the reason why birchas hamazon needs a bracha afterwards, shkenena, there's a physical hano, you're satiated. Umala Torah, the reason why Torah is different, why it needs a bracha lefoneo, unlike food, is no raya to amoitzi, shekin chay olam. After all, it brings you to chay olam haba. That's the reason. V'oitnan, and clearly, we see clearly, it says in the Mishnah, ala mozen mevorech la'achov, ve'eina mevorech lefonov. It says clearly, b'ichas amozen, yomahar lefonov, abalker is mahar lefonov, abalker is mahar la'achrov, only birchas hamazon, ve'eina mevarech lefonov. He does not make a bracha lefonov. So you can't tell me that it should be tohen a kavu chomer, a bracha lefonov. You see clearly with mechalek and a balkeri that he's not mevarech lefonov behir. And like we said, why is he not mehara lefonov? Because we're mechalek in the reis and the rabbonon. So we see clearly that a kavu chomer is not melamed that you're chayv a bracha mid'reis lefonov birchas hamotzi. Because that's good for the chilek in balkeri. He's only mehara la'achrov. La'achrov is the Raisa. He's not Mahar Lefonov, because Lefonov is Rabbonon. So it's a pircha guf on the kavu chomer. That's a tiufta. Zog the Gemara, ve'oit, and likewise, Tanan, ala mozim mevorach la'achrov, ein mevorach Lefonov. From the fact that you don't make a mevorach Lefonov, it's a raya, it's Rabbonon. So tiufta on this yesoid that you want to learn the kavu chomer, that it should be chayim mid the Raisa to make a mevorach Lefonov. We see clearly that the mevorach Lefonov is only Rabbonon, and that's why you're not Mahar. Zog the Gemara, weiter, Om Rav Yudah. Sofek kora kriyashma, sofek loy kora. If someone is mesupik, if he learned kriyashma or not, ein choyze v'koyra. He doesn't have to read it again. Sofek omer emes v'yatsif, sofek loy omer. If he's doubtful, if he's not sure, if he said emes v'yatsif or not, choyze v'oymer emes v'yatsif, you have to say it again. Zogdu mora my timer, what's the reason? Why are we differentiating between sofek kriyashma and sofek emes v'yatsif? Zogdu mora, kriyashma is the rabbonon, major chiddush. Kriyashma is the Rabbonon. Not lahalocha. But Kriyashma is the Rabbonon, the Gemara wants saying this Shlav. So if you're Mesupik on a Mitzvah Rabbonon, you're not Choyza, you don't have to read it again. Sovik Rabbanon, you have to be Choyzer Mekayimit. Ma'ashengen Emes V'yatzev is deraisa. Why is Emes V'yatzev is deraisa? Because you have to be Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim. So because it's a Sovik on a deraisa, and Chiv to be Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim, so Misovik, you're Mechuyev to read Emes V'yatzev again to Mekayim and Mitzvah deraisa. Zog the Gemara, Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has a kash on this. State befeish in a posuk uveshoch b'chov kumecha. The past 20 blot we learned in Masech the Brachas that kriyash mazachiv deraisa b'shoch b'chov kumecha. This is man kima, this is man shchiva. And now mitamol you're saying that this ganz kriyash maz only drabonon. What about the posuk b'shoch b'chov kumecha? Of them entered the Gemara. Omale Abaya. Abaya answered hahu b'divet teriksev. Abaya learns b'shoch v'chov kumecha. Now halacha is not like Abaya, but Abaya learns b'shoch v'chov kumecha is going on Talmud Torah. That means you mechuyev to learn b'boike u'be'ere b'shoch v'chov kumecha. But the chiyuv to read kriyash ma'az only mitrabonon. And memela sofik is not koyre gren. Mashiach and emesu yatziv is the raisa because of the chiyuv of baskara of to be maskit is mitzrayim.
Frek the Gemara, you're telling me that emesu yatziv the bracha lachareo is the raisa. Frek the Gemara tnan. We learned in our Mishnah Balkeri mahara b'liboy. Balkeri is mahara what? Kriyash ma'beliboy. Ve'ein mevorech loy lefoneho ve'loy lachareho. And clearly the birchas kriyash ma, he does not make behirur. That means the birchas yoytzar and avagaba and the birch of, or the brach of emes v'yatziv, lachareho, he does not make behirur. And then it says, v'ala mozeh mevorech lachareho, and mozeh, meaning birchas ha-mozeh, he does behirur. Ve'ein mevorech lefonov, and amoytzi, he doesn't do behirur. Now, if you're going to tell me that emes v'yatziv is the raisa, you tell me that emes v'yatziv is the raisa, so living in lachareo, so you should be maharer, emes v'yatziv behirur. Meaning, just like birchas ha-mozeh is the raisa, so you're maharer, so emes v'yatziv, the broch lachareo, if it's the raisa, you should be maharer. And kriyash ma'afaker is rabbonon, you should not have to be maharer. So zog the Gemara, my time a mevorech, what's the reason yitaka mevorech? The reason why you're mevorech is in order to mekayim the mitzvah of being maskei yitzis mitzrayim. He already said it b'kriyashma. Meaning, when you're mahara kriyashma, including the parsha of ayoyim and the parsha of tzitzis, which has an yitzis mitzrayim, so in such an instance, you taka don't have to say emes v'yatziv. Then emes v'yatziv is taka indeed the rabbonon. And that's why we're not mechayiv you to be mahara. But ein chanami, if you did not say kriyashma, then you would have to be mahara emes v'yatziv. Then emes v'yatziv would revert into a deraisa, because you have to mekayim the din of yitzis mitzrayim. And that's how we're learning up now, according to this, that Kriyashma is Rabbonon, Emes Yatziv Raisa. The reason why you're not Mahara is because you already said Kriyashma Behirer, so you already Yotzid the Raisa of Askaris Yitzis Mitzrayim, so then Emes Yatziv, you don't have to be Mahara. Frek the Mogha, Vene Maha Veloli Boyha. If you tell me the whole reason is to mask Yitzis Mitzrayim, so why are you chapping on to Kriyashma? Kriyashma is not Midaraisa, it's only the Haskarat Yitzis Mitzrayim is. Emes V'yatziv is the Raisa be'etzem because of the Haskarat Yitzis Mitzrayim. So why does the Mishnah say B'mahara Kriyashma and not Emes V'yatziv? It should say B'mahara Emes V'yatziv, which is the Raisa, the Kedin of Haskarat Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the Gemara knows there's a mile of Kriyashma. Kriyashma Adifa. Why is Kriyashma better to be Mahara? The is Beitarti. At the end of the day, there's two aspects to it. It has side askar v'tzias mitzrayim, and it also has kabbalas on malchus shemayim. Emes v'yatziv only has yitzias mitzrayim. So when it comes to about keri to be maharer, we pick the parsha which has the askar v'tzias mitzrayim. Not because mitzad the raisa shemoy of kabbalas on malchus shemayim of kriyashma. No, not that we're going now in Abaye that shochvur kumecha is going in Talmud Torah. The reason why the Mishnah according to him says we maharer kriyashma is because of the Haskaris is Mitzrayim Sheba Kriyashma. Why do we pick Kriyashma over Emes V'yatziv? Because it has also Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. So we pick that deraisa of Haskaris Mitzrayim versus the Emes V'yatziv Dika. Oh, so we had the Gemara started off. Rabbi Yehuda said, Sofik Kara Kriyashma, Sofik Loi Kara, you're not Choyze V'kaira. Vashenk and Emes V'yatziv, you are Choyze V'kaira. And the Gemara said the reason is because Kriyashma Drabbanon and Emes V'yatziv deraisa. That was the shita of Abaye explained it, and Shach v'Kumech is going on Talmud Torah. Avdem zok de Gemara, v'Rabbi Lozer Omer as follows. He argues on this. Sofik koyer kriyashma, sofik loy kora, choyze v'koyer kriyashma. That's what we paskin. Because kriyashma is taka deraisa. And sofik deraisa, you have to read again. Mashenkin sofik is spalal, sofik loy is spalal. If you're misupik, if you davened, then ain't a choizum is spalal, because chi of tvil is only midrabonon, and sofik the bonon you don't have to do again. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ulevai Shispal Odom Kol Hayom Kuloi. Rabbi Yochanan argues on this Rabbi Loza, and he says that no, Sofik Ispal, you should also daven again. Yechoyzem Ispal Levi Mesupik. Why? Even though Tefillah is only Drabonon, Halvai Shodim Ispal Kol Hayom Kulo. Even on a Sofik Drabonon, even though Tefillah is Drabonon, but Tefillah is so supreme, Halvai Shodim Ispal Kol Hayom Kulo. So even by a Sofik, you daven again. The Rashba learns over here, not pshat you mechuyev to daven again, because at the end of the day, it's a sofik drabonon. But levai sheispalon kol hayom kula, you're allowed to daven again. It's mutir to daven again because of the mile of tefillah. You can always make a tefillah sedova, al kaponim, that is how the Rashba learns that it's mutir to mispal again. Because according to Rabbi Lozer, that sofik hispal, sofik lo hispal, you're not choyz mispal, you're not allowed to be mispal again. The reason why you're not allowed to be mispal again is because the Rashi of Gufa says this in Rabbi Loza, is because it might be Bal Tosef. So in Rabbi Yochanan it says Levai Shispalam Kol Hayom, you're allowed to daven again, but you're not mechuyev to. And in Rabbi Loza you're not allowed to. In Rabbi Yochanan you're allowed to because Levai Shispalam Kol Hayom Kulo. Tosef in Abanim says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Zok Tosef Rabbi Yochanan Levai Shispalam Kol Hayom Oy Meri the halacha Rabbi Yochanan. But that's only Vedavka Besofik Ispalal. If you're Mesupik, then you can be Mespal. Aval Vadi Ispalal? Loi. Avada by Vadi, you can't just say Levai Shispalal and Kolayim, just daven again Shmonesri numerous times. Teda, Domestomaloi Poliga, Hodom Rav Yudom Ashmuel, Besomuch, Veniska Shispalal Poisik. Oh, we'll see the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Veom Rav Yudom Ashmuel. Rav Yudom Ashmuel said, Hoy Oimid Bitfil of someone in the middle of daven Shmonesri. Veniska Shispalal, now he remembers he davened already. Poisek, he stops in his tracks right in the middle. Vafilu be'emtza brocha. Even over brocha, you stop right then and there. Now, this is different than the Gemara on the top of the Omer. The Gemara said, Hoya oimid betfilu beniskeshu balkeri. Then you don't stop in your tracks. Lo yafsik, eli yekatzer. You do the shortened version. And the Gemara says, time in the aschel, lo yaschel, you don't stop behere. But upon him, over there, you do a tefillah ketzora. And when you realize you're balkeri. Over here, you davened already. So if you davened already, the Gemara says, you're poisek afilu be'emtza brocha. Now the Gemara is going to ask a different kash on that. Why over here you're poisek in the middle of a brocha if you realize you're davened already? Eini vom Rav Nachman, ki avina be'rabe baravua, boin minei. They ask the following question. Hani b'nei be'rav. The Talmid b'nei Rav. In the yeshiva, the tov umatkira the choil b'shabbos. They made a mistake when it came to Shabbos by davening. They by accident said tefillah shel choil dikashman esrei. Mao she yigmru. Should they finish what they're doing? Should they finish the shman esrei shel choil, or should they stop in the tracks? Va'omalon goimrin kol oisa bracha. They have to finish the bracha. Where they're up to? So Akoponim, it says clearly you finished that bracha of choil. And how come if you remember that you davened already, it says you stop in your tracks, afilu be'emtza bracha. That's Gemara's kasha. And to the Gemara, the difference is hochi ashto. There's a big difference between them. Hosom, when someone made a mistake and he says choil by Shabbos davening, gavra b'chiyuvu, the person is mechuyev to daven shmoneh esrei. He's mechuyev to daven shmoneh esrei. V'rabonu l'ulat chua, the chachomu not matriachim, to now do all the brachas, but rather just finish what you're up to, is because mishum kvayt Shabbos. So if you started, you finish, you continue. Aval hocha masheinkin over here, when a person remembered that he davened already, so then hotzolile, he davened already. If he davened already, he's ready yoytzi dechavosa, he's not mechuyev in tefillah. So that's where you stop in your tracks, you don't continue davening. You stop right then and there. When a person is mechuyev to daven, just he's davening the wrong tefillah, so then we continue davening. You're still mechuyev, so you continue that bracha. You finish it off. Shavuot kvayt Shabbos, you're not matriachim al kaponim to do all the shmonesri, but at least you finish that bracha. But you, because you taka mechuyev in tefillah, mashing in a person that remember that he davened already, so then you taka stop in your tracks and you don't daven at all. Also, the bottom Tosfos brought, we mentioned before that Rabbi Yochanan says alavai shispal olam kol hayom, and the suffix ispalo doesn't mean zaktesis. That when you are vade ispalo, of course you don't say levai shispalo kol hayom. Why? Because mistoma le polig ahodom ravido mashmul besomuch veniskes shispalo poisik. Rabbi Yehuda says over here in the Gemara that you stop when you remember you davened. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't argue on that. That he says levai shispalo kol hayom. If you know for sure you davened, he doesn't say that you can still stam daven. So he agrees by vade ispalo that you don't say levai shispalo kol hayom. Vechenim yochel chadish do betfilosoi. Likewise, there's a musa called being mechadish. It's a whole sugya b'fin atzmai. That if you're a
kaponim on a suffik, be mechadish something like this, yotze mirei sveika, being mechadish something in the tefillah. He agrees to these yesoides of being mechadish dover, that you don't stam say levaish yispal kolam yoim, even if you vade yispal, just daven numerous times from the esrei, avade, it's only going on suffik. Atkan, we'll stop over here by the bottom of the omid, on the chof aleph, omid aleph, by the two dots, on the bottom of the omid.